Here is something that you may not have heard for a while. Wall Street is on a roll. Today, the major stock market indices all hit new highs for the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished the day up 1.6%, or 139 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 closed up nearly 14 points. That's an increase of 1.5%. The NASDAQ gained 1.3%, and it is the third straight monthly gain for each. That's the first time that's happened in nearly 2 years. We're joined now by Jeremy Siegel, professor of finance at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. Professor Siegel, three straight monthly gains. Looks like a trend. What's going on here?
I think we've seen the end of the bear market. Last October and then again in March, I think this fourth year is going to be magic, three consecutive declining years, and we're going to have an up one this year.
What in the economy at large appears to be driving, if there indeed is, new confidence in the stock market?
I think there's two things. One is we're not seeing that terrible news that we were getting with all the indicators coming in way below expectations. We're getting flickers of hope, and particularly today, the Chicago Purchasing Managers Index, above 50, a sign of expansion in that long contracting and declining sector. I think it's things are less bad. The labor market is the last thing that will turn around. But we're beginning to see signs that we might be emerging from the doldrums.
But when you say the labor market will be the last thing to turn around, unemployment's at 6%. When will it turn around? When will we see unemployment coming down again?
Well, we actually might see it notch up a couple tenths before then. Some of the experts I talked to think that next Friday when we get the labor report, we'll see it up at 6.1, and it might go as high as 6.5. Often it is 3, 6, 9 months behind the turn of the economy. So in a way, we can't look at that indicator as one of our leading indicators. The stock market actually is a better leading indicator than that employment report.
There are some indications that investors are feeling better about the stock market. More than $4 billion flowed into stock mutual funds in the first 3 weeks of May. Are we seeing a real turnaround here in sentiment?
Yes. We've had so many months of withdrawals from those equity markets. It's good to see a turnaround. That's still a dribble compared to what we had in the late 90s. But I think people are saying to themselves, listen, my money funds are 1%. Bonds are not much better. Stocks are up 10% this year and a dividend yield of almost 2. I'll sit with them for a while.
Do you think this means that investors are not deterred by the fear that some of the earnings statements they're hearing about could be fake in the way that some other earnings statements have been over the past couple of years?
Certainly that's been a major source of corporate governance issues and I think the decline in the market. But now we see firms actually being more conservative. The last earnings report, the first quarter of 2003, we had more firms beating their announced expectations than we've had for a long time. I think CEOs are taking a conservative measure. They rather surprise people on the upside rather than giving them bad news.
Well, Jeremy, it's always good to talk with you, but this is the first time we've actually had a pleasant conversation in a long time.
Yes, I'm looking forward to some more also.
Okay. Jeremy Siegel, professor of finance at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. He's also the author of Stocks for the Long Run.